John Jagger. He's a partner of Fried, Kaner, London, and Millen. He's a very, very well-known antitrust lawyer who handles cases across the nation just like this. He also has extensive experience in class actions in general, and data breaches is one of his other specialties. He speaks on this topic. He's considered to be one of the top lawyers in the nation and a friend of mine. So, John, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Karen, for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I know you're so good at breaking this down, because when people hear the words antitrust, they say like, oh, I don't understand. It's really complicated. Let's break this down very simply. Tell us about this lawsuit, who the players are, and what relief is being sought in this lawsuit.
Sure. Karen, this case is especially interesting to me, and hopefully your listeners as concert goers. I venture to guess that most of us have attended concerts and probably pay through the nose to do so. This case involves the federal government through the Department of Justice in 39 states plus the District of Columbia, and they're suing Live Nation and its subsidiary, Ticketmaster. And here, the government is alleging that Live Nation and Ticketmaster are unfairly abusing their power over concert promotion, artist management, venue operations, and ticketing services to shut out competitors. Live Nation manages more than 400 artists and owns or controls more than 260 venues in North America. And Ticketmaster controls around 80% of ticketing in the primary marketplace, plus a growing share of the resale market. Those are the parties and really kind of what this case is about.
And this is interesting because it's a jury trial. So we're going to have 12 members of the community in Manhattan decide whether or not this is unfair competition. Let's define some terms here just so we understand. I want you to talk to us a little bit about the antitrust laws and the word monopoly and what is legal and what is illegal.
Sure. I'm going to try to break this down a little bit. And just talk briefly about the Sherman Antitrust Act. In the United States, this is the federal antitrust law that governs the United States, essentially, where agreements among competitors to fix prices or allocate markets are criminal violations, and they can also be civil violations. Here, the government's going after Ticketmaster and Live Nation for damages, which is a civil violation. And let's just talk a little bit about market power and how we got here. So market power is a company's ability to profitably raise prices above the competitive level without losing significant sales to competitors. It indicates a lack of competition, which is really where we as consumers face the consequences of higher prices. And the Sherman Act makes it illegal to monopolize, conspire to monopolize, or attempts to monopolize a market for products or services. And what is a monopoly? Well, an unlawful monopoly exists where one company has market power for a service or a product, and it has obtained that or maintained that market power, not through competition, which is competing on price, but because that company has suppressed or stifled competition by engaging in anti-competitive conduct. And again, those offenses can be prosecuted criminally or civilly. Now, Karen, it's okay to have a monopoly. It's when you abuse that monopoly that's the problem.
So, and we're going to take a break in just a minute here, but what is wrong with the American way of a company doing so well and being so successful that it does monopolize, like Google? Like, you know, they do a good job and everyone uses Google, and, you know, they maybe, let's just say they didn't do anything to stifle competition. They just excelled. What is wrong with that? And is that something that still can be prosecuted and could be sued over?
Okay, let's just talk about Google for a second. There's cases out there that say that Google is abusing their monopoly.
Right.
You are okay if you're a company and you're competing based on price, innovation, efficiency, and not engaging in anti-competitive conduct to achieve that monopoly. However, when you abuse that power, This is a sticky situation we find ourselves in now with Live Nation and Ticketmaster.
We're talking about the Ticketmaster lawsuit that's going on in Manhattan, started last week, and it will continue for several weeks. We have with us an expert in the field of antitrust law. This is the kind of stuff he does. His name is John Jagger. He's a partner at Fried, Kaner, London, and Millen. Welcome back. I wanted to just maybe talk a little bit about, in our first session, we talked a little bit about the fact that it was the DOJ plus 39 states and the District of Columbia are bringing this suit. So it seems to me that everyone's on board here that this is a problem. It doesn't seem like it seems like it's a bipartisan effort, and it's an effort that is devoid of like political decisions here. Tell us what happens if in fact, John, if in fact Ticketmaster and Live Nation have a monopoly and they're doing something wrongful to thwart competition. What happens when competition is thwarted, and how serious are the ramifications to the consumers?
Look, you know, people need money these days, Karen. This is a struggling economy at times, and it could get worse. And when you aren't competing on price, consumers pay more for products. And I can tell you, we've been paying a lot for tickets over the years, and ultimately it's the consumer that gets hit hardest when there's a monopoly that abuses its power.
And I think the artists are also complaining as well, though you don't have as much sympathy for them because they're making a lot of money, but they're also not getting a fair deal. Isn't that what's part of the allegations are here?
It is. And as you know, Kid Rock is on the witness list to represent the artists and give their point of view here. You know, the government is alleging that artists are pressured to use Live Nation and Ticketmaster's promotion services in order to perform at its venues. And as we talked about, there are tons of venues that at issue here, major amphitheaters, concert halls, stadiums. Venues are forced into signing long-term exclusive contracts with Live Nation and Ticketmaster to gain a number of benefits, including being able to host lucrative shows and promotion. And the government's claiming here, in terms of the artists, that both artists and venues lose the ability to make independent choices and to work with who they want to. They can't work with competing promoters or ticket companies without facing major financial risk or retaliation from Live Nation. Those are the allegations. And in terms of Kid Rock, I expect him to explain to the jury how this works and how he personally has been impacted here. You know, Kid Rock told the Senate hearing in January that the original Live Nation Ticketmaster merger from 2010, which arguably gave rise to this monopoly, it's failed miserably.
And so what, besides Kid Rock, who's going to talk about this issue from the artist standpoint and how there are no choices and they feel compelled to do certain things and use certain promotion companies, what other kinds of witnesses and what other kinds of evidence will this jury get to consider? I assume that there has been a document demand of all of the back and forth emails between and among the higher ups to determine whether there are conversations where there's, like, you know, conspiracies to kind of monopolize. What do you expect we'll see as far as evidence?
I expect you're also going to see competing ticket brokers or ticket companies testify, such as SeatGeek. And when we know from Judge Subramanian's pre-trial rulings, the damages model that's being used, Karen. And here, there's a company called AXS. I'm sure many of our listeners have heard of AXS and used AXS, but they're not as prevalent or powerful as Ticketmaster. It's a competing ticket company. Karen, if I could just go into briefly how damages would be calculated, because it touches on your question.
Sure.
In terms of AXS. So here the government's asking for monetary damages for fans, as well as potentially a divestiture of Ticketmaster from Live Nation. Now, in terms of monetary damages, and I'll try to simplify this as much as possible because it does get very complex in an antitrust case. The government's seeking essentially a reimbursement of a small amount of money per ticket sold, and that would go to the consumer, arguably. And how do we figure that out? Well, you need a benchmark, a company to look at to see what a competitive price would be to calculate what it's called a super competitive price would be. And here, if Live Nation is found liable, again, the states would be seeking the financial compensation on behalf of their fans who are overcharged. and the government's damages expert has built a model using AXS, which is the next largest primary ticketing company, as I said, is the benchmark, and what it would look like in a competitive market. Now, this is a two-step process, Karen. First, it calculates how much more Ticketmaster charges venues than AXS does, and then that's the super competitive charge, and then uses a model to estimate how much of that overcharge venues then pass on to fans like you and me when we buy tickets through higher fees. Ticketmaster, my understanding, keeps more in fees than competitors such as AXS, and fans are seeking damages are estimated to have overpaid between $1.56 and $1.72 in fees for those tickets. Now, who decides that, Karen? The jury typically decides monetary damages. But here the judge has even remarked that he may have to step in after trial if there's a verdict for the government to determine those monetary damages. And the judge has made it clear as well that he will also determine whether Live Nation is forced to divest Ticketmaster.
Okay, and I want to put a pin in that one for a minute. So when it comes to this money, you know, and let's broaden this, because I think the average person is saying, how much are we talking about? I mean, how much money could Live Nation have to pay to settle these cases, number one? Number two, why is the state, why would Illinois be getting money, and why wouldn't the money go directly to the ticket buyers? And how do you know if you're a ticket purchaser what you're entitled to? Will there be a class action? Will there be a notification that you are part of a class? Tell us how this will impact the concert goer.
Well, here, this, as you know, there are civil cases that I bring all the time, suing big companies for price fixing. And in that scenario, it's a lot easier for me to settle a case, give notice to the class, and distribute money that I've recovered on behalf of that class. Here, a little bit more complicated when the states and the government are involved. Okay, first, the DOJ is seeking likely seeking the divestiture to break up that merger or break up that monopoly. And the states are seeking compensation per ticket. Eventually, it could filter down to the consumer. I think it's a lot more complicated in a case that the government brings to see that that money gets in the hands of the consumers quicker. Here, though, you have another element. You have one of the top monopolies in the country, in the entertainment business, certainly. If they lose, I don't see them losing laying down. I see post-trial appeals, and who knows whether the judge would order the divestiture. I think over time, this could resolve favorably for the consumer, but I think this is an uphill battle, and I think it would take years, whether through the appellate process or distributing money, for anybody here to see any recovery for this particular case. I think the more likely scenario is if Ticketmaster and Live Nation lose, and if there is a breakup of that monopoly, I think ticket prices over time will decrease. Future ticket purchases will absolutely be lower, hopefully, and really save us money.
So, John, let me, you know, without getting into too much technicality, you're talking about divestiture, which means just breaking up the company. So Live Nation is the parent company, Ticketmaster is underneath them. And what if the judge and the jury rules that this is an illegal monopoly and there is a divestiture order? What happens? I mean, without going into great detail, how do you break up a company when there's so many moving parts? I mean, would there be specific direction to say you can't sell tickets and own venues? You can't own venues and own promotion companies. How would this be done?
I don't think that the government would go that far, or the judge would go that far in ordering, you know, anything beyond a divestiture. I think what you would have then is how things were before 2010, before Live Nation and Ticketmaster hooked up. Whether Ticketmaster starts doing promotion on its own or they work with other companies, they're not restricted to work with Live Nation. Live Nation's not restricted to work or doesn't have an exclusive contract with Ticketmaster. Live Nation can work with AXS and other ticket agencies or companies. And ultimately, that will benefit us as consumers because there's more choice for everybody. The artists can choose who they're going to work with. Things like that, which would really be consumer friendly.
Well, I think that's interesting, and I think this is going to be a momentous case, and I think the pundits all are saying what you're saying, John, which is there might be changes down the road, but don't expect anything immediately. Thank you so much for joining us and breaking this down. You've been listening to my interview with John Jagger. He's a partner at Fried, Kaner, London & Millen. If someone were to have a great idea for an antitrust suit and wants to call you, how would they get in touch with you?
Sure. Let me give you my email. It's JJAGHER at F as in Frank, K as in King, L as in Lisa, M as in Mark, law.com. And I appreciate you having me, Karen.
This was fun, and I have one further question, and you have about 15 seconds to answer. What was the last good concert you went to?
The last concert I saw was 2 weeks ago at the Sphere in Las Vegas. My wife took me for my birthday as a surprise trip, and it was the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, great, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you.